Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 30th of September. Pepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to inventory your stored food, rotate your stored food. You don't want unpleasant surprises in the future when you need that stored food. So inventory it, check it out, and rotate it. That's your pepper tip of the day. This is Farmers Monday. We're taking questions, calls, and comments about rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, legislation. Here at Republic Broadcasting, the call number is 800-313-9443. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. That Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. Sam's telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, is 417-718-2597. Speed goats, that's pretty funny. this training to take these animals at 2,000 yards, that's a fairly new concept, isn't it?
Well, it takes a different set of tools in your toolbox. It's not new. We've been doing it for a while in the military, but it's really caught fire in America, the long-range shooting game in general. The tactical matches, the steel tactical matches, the sniper competitions, the 1,000-yard bench rest competitions. And I would encourage people, if you have the time or the money, to get involved in some of that competing, because you'll learn something. You'll take something away from that that's of value. For example, with the bench rest shooters, when I shot bench rest in my 30s, and, of course, I'm 60-plus years old now, but when I shot bench rest in my 30s, I learned about the vertical component of wind drift. I got introduced to that concept. It became very useful for me at longer range. When I did silhouette shooting, I learned about timing the trigger break. That helped me shooting movers later on in life. And so each one of these types of competitions, you'll learn something. You'll take away a couple golden nuggets or a couple of diamonds from that experience that you can apply in a tactical sense.
Well, that's good to know that these skills are available and the training is available, and for people to make use of your decades of experience so they don't have to repeat the decades of time it took you to acquire the skills you've got now, do they?
Right. You know, if you have the right instructor, somebody with a broad range of experience that has real expertise in the area that you want to learn, it's so much faster. You don't have to unlearn things. You're not doing things the wrong way. One of the problems I have with the most series, the Missouri Steel Tactical matches and some of the other PRS matches that are out there, is they're training people to do things the wrong way. And so when they come and take a tactical rifle class, we have to untrain them on all the lousy habits that they've developed competing in their matches. And, for example, they use barricades in one form of longer-range match, kind of a mid-range match, usually 2 to 800. But they use this series of barricades, different types of places to rest your rifle. And you're always sticking your muzzle out past the barricade, and you're always doing these things like they're dialing their knobs, all these things that you can't do in the dark in a gunfight at long range, or you certainly wouldn't want to do it.
Well, yeah, sticking a barrel out where it can be seen is incredibly stupid, isn't it?
It really is. You know, if you're hunting antelope or mule deer or elk or white-tailed deer, you can stick your muzzle anywhere you want. Those animals tend not to shoot back.
As a general rule, they don't, right?
As a general rule, they don't shoot back. So right. as a general rule, you're probably going to survive the encounter. But when you have men with rifles and thermal and night vision and training, and you're going up against a sophisticated opponent that can shoot back, any one of these silly little mistakes could cost you your life.
Well, I know some of the film renditions of what's been taking place in Iraq and Afghanistan, they've done it. I recall the film American Sniper is what I meant to say. They did a pretty good representation of having the sniper back in the room, away from the window, a good 8 to 10 feet, so that the muzzle blast wouldn't be obvious either. That's a pretty accurate representation, in my opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, in urban sniping, of course, you're using things to control light and to control muzzle blast and dust. There's a whole bunch of techniques that we train people on for urban sniping. One of the scenes where he was on the rooftop and he had all this shiny stuff, brass facing the enemy, you know, that the sun would shine off of, I got a kick out of that because there was about 17 things going on wrong in that scenario. But, and I'm not a huge Chris Kyle fan. I'm not a huge fan of the movie American Sniper, but if you are shooting from a building, you don't want to stick your barrel out a window. You want to have a screen over the window to control the light the way it's viewed from the outside. You want to be back in the room. You want to have things around the muzzle that control the muzzle blast and the dust. There's all kinds of little tricks that you learn to keep yourself from being identified.
Well, out in the bush, out in the field, you simply take a canteen and sprinkle water out to keep the dust from coming up when there's muzzle blast, correct?
Well, you can do that, but, you know, modern rifles have suppressors on them. If you're shooting from a hide, if you're in the sniper business and you're shooting from a hide, you better have a good suppressor, and you better have a flash system on the end of that suppressor. And that flash system better not be throwing any gas at the ground. And, you better have a ground sheet covered in local debris, you know, and weighted by a couple of long sticks. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you do. Back in the day, they used to sprinkle a little water to keep the dust down. But you shouldn't be having those kinds of overpressure issues hitting the ground if you know what you're doing with modern equipment.
Well, us old guys know old techniques like myself, don't we?
Well, yeah, and back in the day when they didn't issue cans, what else could you do but throw a little water out and hope it kept the dust down?
Yeah. Well, you work with what you got. That's basically what it comes down to. In Vietnam, we very often used pieces of equipment, what might be called politely off-label usage, using canteen pouches for ammunition pouches, for example, would just be one thing. But you do what you got to do with what you got, right?
Yeah, and sometimes you have to be quick about it. I mean, you've got to improvise a solution in the field that you haven't been trained on. But you can't train someone on every scenario. That's why these experienced sergeants and stuff were so valuable. And, that's why lieutenants in Vietnam lasted at, an average of 14 minutes on the battlefield. Experience matters.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing more dangerous on the battlefield than a young second lieutenant who thinks he knows everything. The wise one, we had a young lieutenant when I was back at Bragg in the 6th Group. He was being deployed to Vietnam, and our sergeants spent a lot of time with him attempting to teach him what they could and advise him. It turned out, after he was in Vietnam a few months, he disobeyed an order by refusing to go down a trail because he saw signs that he was told by the sergeants to look for, and he saved his whole team by not going down that trail. They would have been wiped out by a massively superior force. But a kind of expertise is waiting for people at Freedom Center USA to be learned, isn't it?
Absolutely. You can call us and sign up for a class. You can sign up for private instruction if you don't want to learn in a classroom environment with other students. We have a lot of flexibility on different ways to get you trained up.
That's good news. I know when I was down there last time, there was an Army sniper who was there, active duty, brushing up on some skills. And you help a lot of active duty guys, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have some USAS guys and some other people come in, and we give them ideas about things they can take back to the school, and transfer that knowledge. There's a lot of things we don't train our basic snipers on that I wish we would, but you have to pick and choose because you have a limited amount of time to get guys trained up and a limited amount of money to do it. And I just give them the information. And then, they'll pick and choose what they want to include in their course when they make the next round of changes to the course. And they're constantly adapting. We're literally trying to double the size of our special forces, double the number of snipers in our military. We're literally working on this right now. And it's a very difficult task because not everybody's cut out to be a sniper in the military. Not everybody has the physical characteristics. Not everybody has the math aptitude. Not everybody has the marksmanship aptitude. And so it's a tough order.
I would characterize what you're saying differently. Hardly anybody has that combination of everything. It's a tiny, tiny percentage of men who possess all those aptitudes and characteristics, isn't it?
Well, it's a small percentage, but there's plenty of guys out there. And, I learned, working for DOD as a contractor and working in this field of training, I learned personally that the country boys, the guys that grew up on ranches and farms, that bow hunted and had good field craft instincts and also had high math aptitude, those guys were the best to train for ultra long range sniping. Those were the guys you wanted.
I could see that. I mean, yeah, absolutely, I can see that. That certainly is a good fit there. But the men and women listening to us now, very few of them are going to want to achieve that kind of skill set. They're going to want to learn how to protect their family, protect their property from criminals, possibly from a foreign invasion. That's certainly always a possibility. And these entry-level skill sets are waiting to be learned at Freedom Center USA, and obviously if a person wants to go on from there, they can do it. But the average guy or gal will want those entry-level skill sets and probably just do a home instruction after that, won't they?
Well, what we like to do at the Freedom Center, which is different than everybody else, is we like to get them the most foundational things in place and then give them steps and drills, things they can train on their own. And when they invest the time in these drills on their own after the class, then they're ready to come back and take a second class. And we found we can get people's level of skill to rise much quicker by doing it that way and much more cost-effectively for the student.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Lebanon, Missouri is a pretty easy place to get to, right off Interstate 44, just 10 minutes off Interstate 44 there in the south, what I would call it, south central Missouri, I guess. And airport not too far away. Less than an hour drive to the Springfield Airport or so. So easy to get to, and there's nice accommodations, very reasonable motels and restaurants right there nearby. So there's no reason not to go. There's every reason to go, isn't there, Sam?
Yeah, there's no reason not to go. You know, Lebanon sits on the north side of 44 and on the south side. The Lebanon Airport is 2 miles on the south side of Interstate 44. The Springfield Airport's just 15 minutes away, and it's right on Highway 44. So it even... And you've got the largest Bass Pro facility with the museums and the aquarium, the new aquarium, everything, all within 45 minutes of us. There's probably five hotels within a five-minute drive of the range and 5 to 6 minute drive of the range. So you have so many options. You can trout fish at Bennett Springs while you're here. I mean, it's just a beautiful place in the Ozarks, and it's a great place to come and learn a little bit about how to defend yourself and how to be more effective with your firearms.
Well, it sounds like a win-win situation to me, and people need to avail themselves of this. And, of course, you can help people on the telephone, too, such as putting together a kit to repair a rifle if something could break. You can do that.
We sell a lot of those kits for different guns, you know, where we've got a spare firing pin, a spare extractor, some of the critical springs that may tend to fail. We change a lot of bolt releases on ARs. They break the most. If you have a stock bolt release on your AR, change that thing out. Get a billet bolt release for your AR-15 or your AR-10.
Okay, it just needs to be done. There's no sense questioning why. It's a vulnerable part.
They break all the time. That's the why. Right. It's the least reliable part on an AR-15. They break all the time. And you can get them from Wilson Combat, and there's other manufacturers out there. But get yourself a legit bolt release for the rifle for your AR-15 or your AR-10 that you plan on defending your home and family with. That's the first thing you need to do. It's a $25 part. Make the change. Get off your wallet, buy the thing, get it installed so that your gun will function when it really needs to.
Well, I was talking to a friend just Saturday. He recently bought an AR-15, and I told him he needed to get it down to you to have it converted to being piston-driven. He said he's already got an upgraded trigger on it, but that bolt release would be one of the things that you would offer him, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we do, when we manufacture ARs, we use ambidextrous controls on our receivers. The receivers are a little different. They have ambidextrous controls on them, so you can shoot it right or left-handed. We have billet parts on them. We have 60-degree safeties, not 90-degree safeties. So you can go from on-safe to off-safe and back to on-safe without ever changing the fighting grip that you have on the gun. And there's a lot of little things that we do that make fighting much more efficient. Economy of movement, everything's quicker, everything's crisper, everything happens in less time, and it allows you to manipulate the gun and keep the gun running in short order.
Well, those are all things that people may not be even aware of as possibilities. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th of September. Yes, indeed, we are going on a cruise. This will happen. This cruise will take place. We'll be gone from the 9th of February back the 16th. And it'll be fun. It'll be educational. If you choose it to be, it could be romantic. Leon Green will be with us. Sam may be with us. We're waiting patiently to find out if his wife's available for this vacation. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, you'd like a nice full-color brochure, give our cruise director, Betsy Murphy, a call. She'd be glad to mail you one. Betsy's telephone number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. This is Firearms Monday. This is your opportunity. If you got a question or comment about firearms, anything related to firearms or gun culture, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Sam.
John, I've been getting a lot of calls, probably 10 to 15 a week, from the listeners, asking me about what sequence should I do things in. And they say to me they're a little bit frustrated that we recommend all of these different things that need to be done, and they just want to know what's most important. And I think it's probably worth a few minutes to talk about
absolutely
where everybody's at and where should they be. Okay, so the first thing that you should do if you already own a firearm to defend your home with is make sure you have a lighter, faster, more frangible bullet for ammunition to defend yourself with. That's probably the first thing to check. The second thing I would check is that you have a tactical light on that weapon, that you can attach a bright light with a momentary switch that will function on that weapon. So if you have frangible ammo and a tactical light on a weapon, then you're capable of defending the inside of your home to an intruder in the dark. Now, the third thing is to make sure that you have sights that are on that weapon system that will work in the dark. That might be tritium sights if it's a handgun. It might be a red dot sight if it's an AR-15. But you have to have something that allows you, if you're outside the home and you're not at point shooting distance, you actually have to aim with sights to hit the target or eliminate the threat, that you have the ability to do so in the dark. The next thing on the list for me would be to make sure that I was defending my home with a suppressed weapon. Problem is, the days of the lone burglar and the lone rapist are gone. There's 5 to 7 people that are going to hit your house if you're a target, if they want your stuff or they want you dead. It's going to be a group of people. So you need to have a high-capacity magazine. You need to have a suppressor, because the second you light that firearm off inside your home, you're going to be deaf if you don't have a suppressor on it. Your hearing will disappear for 15 to 20 minutes. Your ears will ring. You will not hear the guy breaking a window to come in the side. You will not hear the guy coming up the stairs who broke in the basement window and is coming from a different angle. You lose almost 180 degrees of situational awareness when you fire a gun with no hearing protection on and with no suppressor on your gun. A suppressor for home defense is way more important than most people give it credit for. And that's something that I would seriously look at if you're planning on defending your home or your community. It just is that important in the real world when the shooting starts to be able to hear. Most people don't grab their ear protection when someone kicks their front door in.
I would say that'd be a pretty rare thing. Well, the quicker that process begins for getting a suppressor, the quicker that turnaround time finally comes to an end, which is, the turnaround time is now how long, sir?
Generally between 8 and 11 months.
Whoa, baby. Yeah, that's a long time. So if a person was to place their order now, they may get their suppressor possibly at the beginning of summer next year. Maybe.
Well, and if things break down, you know, your dealer may just give you your suppressor if you paid for it and your application's been sent in. You know, you never know. If the society breaks down and you've at least started the process, you might wind up with something workable in your hand. You just never know. But if you don't do anything, you're not going to be prepared.
Once the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms stops answering their telephone, then all bets are off, aren't they?
Yeah, they rarely answer their phone now. So, it's
okay.
But it's worth a call, honestly, to all the listeners out there. It's worth a call to call your representative and call the two senators for your state and tell them that the wait time for suppressors is ridiculous, it's illegal, and it needs to change. Hire more people or abolish the rule.
Well, the Hearing Protection Act was designed to do that. Well, and of course, it was introduced when we had a Republican majority in Congress, and for whatever reason, it never got passed while we had a Republican majority. I think that may change again, and I'll start saying 12 months because it is the last day of September. And if we got that much time, which is a big if, isn't it?
Well, you know, with the impeachment proceedings and all this stuff being pushed, there's no way to predict what's going to happen. We're in a very unpredictable portion of our time in this country.
Absolutely.
So it just pays to be prepared ahead of time.
It does. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 30th of September. Well, we've added a new image to our list of images found in movies and TV shows. Images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines. It's a fun project, and you can participate. This is all the listeners doing this. I couldn't possibly do it by myself. If you're watching a movie, watching a TV show, and you happen to see a photograph, an image of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, get that screen capture to me. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my six DVDs. It's a lot of fun when you keep that moving forward. If you're tired of waking up tired, well, why wouldn't you be tired of waking up tired? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get a great night's sleep. Sleep as good as a small child every night like I do. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Mattress pads, well, check out the mattress pads that go with it. They vary in price. And, of course, I have a toll-free hour line. Don't try to call me. The toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there is 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, that's very solid advice that you're giving people on where they should begin and what the proper order would be, and I congratulate you for that, sir. Sam, are you there? Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I appreciate the comment, but I think it's important that people look at what they've got and do an honest assessment. That's really the first thing you have to do. Is this ammo made for what I want it to do? Do I have one gun set up to actually defend my home in the dark? Because what works in the day doesn't work in the dark. And most of the home defense situations actually occur at night. And so having one gun set up, so like some people, they'll have a light on their AR-15, but they don't have they have iron sights on their AR-15. So, you know, that works in certain situations, doesn't work in other situations in the dark. Or they'll have a light on their AR-15, they'll have tritium sights on their pistol. Okay, so they can't use the light with the night sights. You need to pick a gun. Pick one gun, get it ready, get it night sight capable, get a good tactical light on that weapon system, and get a suppressor for it. If you can do that and get the right ammo for it, you will be light years ahead in a defensive situation.
Pretty simple. Doesn't cost a whole lot of money and could make a massive difference in dealing with criminals, couldn't it?
Yeah, and start with one gun. Get one gun ready. Pick a gun. Get one gun ready to go. And when you're done with that, start working on the second gun. Get a second gun ready to go. And when you've got two guns, when you've got a rifle and a pistol that are ready to go, go get some training. Become more proficient with that thing in the dark. Learn how to practice so that on your own time, when you've got 15 spare minutes and nobody's around, you can remove the ammo from the room, throw some snap caps in there, and start practicing your mag changes, start practicing your jam clearing drills. 15 minutes twice a week, and in 3 months, you will be light years ahead of the average person with a weapon system.
Absolutely. Well, I've had any number of students. They show up at my pistol class with a brand new pistol in their possession that they've never had out of the case. They don't know how to load it. They don't know how to unload it. They don't know where all the controls are or how to manipulate the controls. Generally, I just have them lock it up in their car until it's time for range time, and then we go over those things with them. Of course, when you're trying to do something unfamiliar with people looking at you, it always increases the level of difficulty. I'm sure you see the same thing all the time, don't you, Sam?
We do. We see people that are just beginners. We see people that have had military training. They're right above the beginners. And then we see guys that have advanced training from special forces. We see guys that are actually competitive long-range shooters on a world-class level. So we at the Freedom Center, we run the gamut. And even our members, we have some new shooters. We have some moderately experienced shooters. And then we have some guys that are just world-class. And it's a great environment to be in, because if you spend a couple hours at the range on a nice day, you're likely to run into some of these guys that are really, really good at what they do. And you can pick up information from them. You can watch them work. You can see how they're organized. You can see how they go about their bag technique, how they do things. And just by watching them, you can learn a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that's there's a lot of value there. Just being able around men of that caliber that have those skill sets, just watching what they do, how they do it, looking at observing their equipment, and so forth is invaluable, isn't it?
It really is. I was so lucky as a young man because I lucked into running into a guy named Ron Hain, who, by the way, just passed away a couple months ago. And this guy had won over 5 world championships in the bench rest community. He and Tony Boyer are considered some of the top bench rest shooters in history. And I ran into this guy. I was trying to win this Browning Boss competition because there was some money involved. And I had this Browning factory rifle that I had purchased in my 20s. And I was trying to win this competition. And somebody said, you need to go talk to this guy. He's a really good shooter. He might be able to help you. And so I went and talked to Ron Hain. I had no idea I was talking to a world champ. And I got educated in a lot of things just from this one guy. And I learned so much from this guy, I thought to myself, why am I not seeking out these men? Why am I not out there looking for guys like this to learn from? And so what Ron taught me was so valuable that I figured that I really need to go find these guys that are at the pinnacle of what they do and try and learn from them. Now, I had Carlos Hathcock as an instructor in my sniper school. I had Neil Terry as an instructor. I had Harold Bond as a boss. I had Ferris Pindell show me how to lap threads on a threaded barrel joint. You know, I had Larry Smart train me on how to bed a rifle. I had these world-class people in the gun industry that as a young man, I would approach with my hat in my hand with a humble attitude and say to these guys, hey, would you mind explaining this to me? I'd really like to know how this works. And then I'd shut up and listen. And what a great strategy over 20 years to learn from these people that were at the pinnacle of rifle accuracy and training and trajectories. And, you know, Harold Vaughn's the guy that ran the crew of 50 mathematicians that figured out the 6 degrees of freedom program to control our ICBMs and let them hit in a 50-foot circle halfway around the world. That was pretty good at math.
I
led
a
really good crew of talented guys. But what a blessing to figure out early in life to seek these men out and ask questions.
Well, I truly would have liked to have spent a day with Carlos Hathcock. He remains one of my heroes. Of course, he's now passed on, but he was the real deal, wasn't he?
Yeah, Carlos is gone. And what he did with a Woodstock Winchester Model 70 in a scope that I'm not sure I could hit the broadside of a barn with, what he accomplished with that equipment is nothing short of miraculous. I think he was guided by the hand of God, you know, and a lot of common sense and an incredible sense of duty. The thing, my contact with Carlos, the thing that impressed me the most as a young man was how incredibly strong his sense of duty was. He really felt obligated to make a difference and felt an incredible sense of duty to his country and to the men that fought for this country and its values. And he was a little guy from Texas. He had a deep Texas drawl. He had a truckload of common sense. And he was just a really gifted marksman. He's one of the few snipers in our military that have actually won national competitions. He won the President's Cup at 1,000 yards at Camp Perry, I think, in the 1960s.
Before he went to Vietnam, that scope on that rifle was basically a slightly improved version of what they would have had during the Civil War, correct?
No. I think he used several. I think he had a Redfield scope on for some of his missions. I think he had a U-Nurtle on there. He might have even had one of the early Leopolds at the different.
Well, I'm referring to the U-Nurtle. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I met Mr. U-Nurtle, the World War One German sniper at an NRA convention. It was like meeting royalty. He was so distinguished. But no internal controls. All the controls are on the outside of the scope. That's why I refer to it as being a slightly upgraded version of what they had in the Civil War.
Well, the U-Nurtle scope is an interesting design, not something I'd ever want to have to work with. But you have to understand what Carlos did. He did with almost what I look at as Fred Flintstone era equipment. I mean, Carlos was an amazing guy, and he was an amazing marksman. And he was kind of rough around the edges as an instructor. He didn't pull any punches. You know, but what a great guy to have a little contact with and to learn from. I mean, everybody in my class was starstruck when Carlos walked in the room. You know, we're all just like, there's the man.
That's right.
And he was a really, really good-hearted human being. And he had a great sense of humor. And, you know, our country has not been the same since he passed. I mean, he was a guy that really, really, really made a difference.
When I read his book, and when he would come back, he'd be out in the bush for 3 days, munching on C-ration crackers and C-ration peanut butter and drinking a little water, come back hot and muddy and dirty and tired. And first thing he would do when he got back from 3 days in the bush was clean his rifle, the very first thing. And then he took care of everything else.
Carlos had a knack for knowing how far he could push himself. And a lot of people don't know this, but one of the most heroic things that Carlos did was not kill people with a rifle. One of the most heroic things he did was to save, I think, 5 soldiers that were in a burning A-track. And he went into this burning vehicle and pulled men out multiple times. And it scarred him. It changed him psychologically. It messed up his body and his central nervous system, the damage from the flames. But he literally saved 5 men that were in a burning vehicle. And, you know, you can jump into a burning vehicle and pull a guy out once, but it takes a different human being to go in and get the second guy and the third guy and the fourth guy and the fifth guy. That was Carlos Hathcott.
Well, those injuries from that incident is eventually what took his life, aren't they?
Yeah, that led to his early demise, was the unselfish act of saving 5 men.
Well, God bless Carlos Hathcock. But getting back to the topic at hand, there's lots to be learned, and we got a place to learn it. That would be Freedom Center USA, and all people need to do is give you a call at 417-718-2597 to get started and to begin. You meet the students at whatever their beginning point is and take it from there, don't you, sir?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter where you are on your firearms trek. Doesn't matter where you are in the pyramid as far as how skilled or how unskilled you are. We can very quickly figure out where you're at and start putting in these foundational pillars that allow you to be effective and careful and safe with your firearms.
Well, that's what it's all about. And you can take them as far as they want to go or give them the basic training. And as you said, Earl, just a few minutes ago, give them routines and drills that they can do on their own to continuously improve at their home range, correct?
Right. Now, I remember, I guess, training a group of people from Viburnum or Davisville years ago. And do you remember the drill that we did, the El Presidente drill did that kind of incorporated all of the different things you need to keep a gun running in a firefight?
Right.
We can do that drill. You know, if you're not sure where you're at, we can take an AR-15 or a pistol out, and we can do one drill. And I can absolutely, from this drill, watch you perform and figure out every area where you need work and every area where you probably don't need work. And it's a matter of minutes. We can determine what level you're at. And you can even self-determine if you want. You can learn about it. You can call me. I'll explain the El Presidente drill. You can do it with a pack timer or with a stopwatch or have your wife there with a second hand watching the watch, you know, whatever it is you need to do, have your husband time you, but you can do this drill and figure out very quickly where you're at from a skill-based standpoint. And it's fairly simple. If you're over 12 seconds, you're an absolute rank beginner. If you're between 10 and 12 seconds, you probably have a small amount of experience. If you're between 7 and 10 seconds on the drill, you're probably at the level of someone who's had some basic training in the military or taken 1 or 2 classes. If you're between 5 and 7 seconds, you're probably either a competitive shooter that's been competing for a couple years, or you're a ranger or a tier 2 asset. If you're under 5 seconds, you're probably a tier 1 asset, or you're probably a professional competitive shooter. But you can, just with a watch and a weapon system, you can basically determine where you're at, and you can decide where you want to go.
Well, that's a good starting point, and once people got that, they have a basis, a foundation to work from and know where they are and develop a plan of where they want to get, correct?
Absolutely. And there are things that make you very effective. You need training, but there's also equipment choices you can make that will help you when you start training. Like, I would hate to see someone come to a tactical training class with a pistol that had a 14-pound trigger pull. But getting a good trigger in your weapon system, getting training, you know, just simple things like this, oh, do they add up over time? And boy, do they make you more effective and more accurate.
A friend of mine, he's a security officer for the VA hospital, and he's got one of those pistols with a 14-pound trigger on it. It's horrible. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Monday, the 30th of September. Well, Sam, these shows, these Monday shows just fly by, and we got a lot of great information out there. No calls this hour. That means people are listening. That's good. And it's easy to get started. It's a very friendly, beautiful environment you've got down there. Your facility is beautiful and becoming nicer and better all the time. What's going to be the next improvement down there, Sam?
Well, we just finished pouring six new 900-pound concrete shooting benches, and so We're going to move these benches up onto the firing line sometime this week, and then we're going to build construction on the safety deck, which is the platform surrounding these concrete benches, so that if we get an ND into the floor, into the ground, we can absorb the bullet rather than send frags into our neighbors.
Very nice. Very nice. Now you inspired me. I think I'll build a little cedar deck out here on my range, so I have a more comfortable place to lay down in a prone position. A lot better than gravel. So it sounds.
Yeah, we're gonna put 3/8 inch clean underneath about a foot, and then we're gonna put 2x8 boards as the stringers for the deck, and then we're gonna lay plastic in between the boards and fill them with sand. And then cover the sand with plastic, and then lay the deck surface on top of that. And so we'll have a nice soft catch area for anything that might need to be caught.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, people just need to get down there, make an appointment, call up, check out the Facebook page, Freedom Center USA, find out what class is coming up that you might be interested in. Get scheduled on that class, make a reservation, and just go down there and have a great day. Are some of these classes take more than one day, Sam?
Yeah, most of the long-range stuff is a two-day class, but we have our precision reloading classes. We usually have Sunday afternoons. They go about 3.5 to 4 hours. Some of our handgun training is a one-day type deal. So, or you could hire private instruction by the hour if you drive. I have a number of customers that drive up and down 44, and when they're coming our direction, they stop in for an hour of private training, and that's a great way to learn one-on-one with an instructor. You can learn fairly quickly like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way to do it. And no time's a wasting. We got just over 12 months before the election 2020. And a lot of prognostications about what may happen. The time to be prepared is now. We've got what appears to be the luxury of time. These 12 months will fly by, won't they, Sam?
Oh, it's going to go quick. And, there's a remote possibility things could unwind in this country before the election, especially with the impeachment proceedings and stuff. And, I'm not one of these alarmist guys. I don't like the chicken littles that say the world's coming to an end or we're going to be in a civil war. I'm just not that kind of guy. But you know what? There's enough indicators now that you would have to be crazy not to pay attention to what's going on out there. If you're not ready, if you don't have the rounds and stuff, you're in trouble.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I'll have you back next Monday.
Hey, let freedom ring. The good guys win. Take care, John.
Absolutely. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.